letting go of painful emotions with mindfulness. Ensure that you're at ease with your posture and your body is free from constriction and discomfort. Set the intention that for the next 15 to 20 minutes, you will practice the four domains of mindfulness with a kind, compassionate, and open mind. Know that with this intention, you will use mindfulness of body as your primary object and anchor. However, as the need arises, you will be particularly aware of mind states, including emotions, as they arise and pass away. Let your awareness center upon your chosen primary object. It may be sitting, or it may be the rising and falling of your abdomen. It could be strong sensations in your body, or sounds. Whatever you choose, let that object be like an anchor or a place of reference when you can bring your attention back to when you need to. Allow your mind to be open and accepting and be with experience moment to moment. Use noting if this is helpful to bring about direct and clear awareness in a non-judgmental manner. Note whatever is happening in a soft yet clear and distinct manner. As your awareness becomes more and more present and centered, allow this awareness to be your refuge. Though very elusive, it may seem as if this awareness comes from a stable center or a knowing frame of reference. Take refuge in this quality of witnessing and let the experience that it knows change according to nature. Let sounds, physical sensations, smells, sights, and tastes all change according to nature. Also be aware of mind states and mental objects such as thoughts and emotions, and let them come and go without struggle or resistance. It is as if this witnessing is deep and still within the roots of your being. Let awareness be like a solid and stable mountain in the midst of a storm or a windy storm. Let awareness be like the still depths of a lake when the surface is turbulent, or like a solid island rock in the middle of an ocean, rough with strong waves. Take refuge in your awareness and allow awareness to be your stable point of reference. If emotions arise, see them like waves coming and going, arising with a distinct energy, then rolling on by and changing to something else. Note the presence of the emotion and name or label them if you can. Try, as best you can, to cultivate a detached interest in how the emotion arises and passes. Because it changes, it is not solid. Because it changes, it is not you. Step back and get unstuck from the emotion. Try not to block the emotion or suppress it. Try as best you can not to condemn the emotion or push it away. Also try, as best you can, not to get caught up in the emotion. Don't try to keep it around, and try, as best you can, not to hold on to or amplify it. Remember that you are not this emotion. Be mindful and observe the emotion from the frame of reference that is still, deep, and centered in your roots. Practice willingness and radically accept your emotion. Like riding and directing a powerful horse, be willing to connect, but know that you are not the emotion. Without being caught up, develop curiosity about what is happening when this emotion arises. Notice all the thoughts that also arise with the emotion. And also notice how your body feels in response to the emotion. Use noting to help you step back and investigate the experience. Look at and see the emotion for what it is, rather than getting caught up in its story. It is as if the emotion is fabricated from thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, and other experience. Notice how one experience triggers another, and new stories evolve and change. Bring mindfulness and wisdom to the experience and note how it all changes. Because it changes, it is not you. Notice how it changes. It is not you. If the experience is painful or uncomfortable, allow the power of compassion to help you bear and tolerate the distress. Remind yourself that this will pass and that tolerance and perseverance will eventually heal the pain. Let awareness be like an open house and see the emotion like a visitor. It won't stay long. Honor it. Let it be felt in the body. But then let the door open and let the emotion pass through. Be with the physical experience of the emotion rather than trying to sort it out with thinking. Notice it and let it pass on through. Honor it. And let it pass on through. Be like a solid rock island in an ocean. Be like the still depth of a lake. Be like a solid mountain. Remember that you are not your emotion. Remember that you don't need to act on your emotions if this does not serve your values. Remember to cultivate compassionate tolerance. Be with the experience and let the emotion roll on by. Remember to remind yourself about the truth of this emotion. Remember to say to yourself things like, "It is okay. This will change." When the emotion has passed, bring your attention back, as always, to now. Remember to be here now and bring attention to experience in a direct, honest, non-judgmental and open-minded manner. As you need, anchor your attention back to your primary object and be with experience as it presents itself. As this recording comes to a close, you may choose to go about your daily activities. If this exercise has helped you let go of painful emotions, then remember how you achieve this. As you shift your posture and go about your daily activities, remember to be aware of emotions and how to cope with painful ones. Also remember how to cultivate wholesome emotions and enjoy the peace that can be found with being mindful.